Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Yes, super fun.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, great.
Yes. So we are here, Home Show Garden Pros. I am Sandy. And this is Sherry from Home Show Garden Pros with us. We are co-hosting this wonderfully energetic and fun garden show this morning. So we are going to have Danny Linderman joining us later.
Yes, very exciting.
Yes, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. He's going to be answering your questions and your calls in just a little bit. You can get in line and call now because, boy, we get towards the middle of the show and we've got a line and
get bombarded.
Yes.
And we want to get to everybody. We love talking to everybody.
Oh, I know. And we learn something. Well, this part of we learn something new every week. But it's just great fun. So good morning. It's warm. Yes, we know it's hot outside.
It is hot. But you know what? I always like at the end of July, beginning of August, the air starts feeling a little bit different. And yes, I know it's hot. But I felt it this morning.
You know what? I felt it last night.
Yes.
Yeah. And I get really excited because when we get through July, you know, it's August this week.
Yeah.
And it's exciting because there's always stuff going on. You know, people are getting ready to go back to school and they're going back to work and they're planning.
It's already back to school time.
No, but I don't know. It's just, it's another step.
Yes.
And, you know, there's always something to do, whether it's in your life or in your yard and garden. And we can garden all year round here, which is so fabulous.
It is. But yes, yes. Right now we're kind of in our, what we call, second dormancy.
Oh, okay. A second dormancy.
Wintertime we go dormant. Summertime, we get to that point when we have extreme summers where you're watering, but nothing's really growing except for the grass. The grass is growing great,
yeah,
right?
My grass is kind of happy.
So plants are in this little conservation mode right now.
Yeah.
They're about to come out of it because then we go into our, what we call, second spring.
Yes. Yes. I love that second spring.
Yeah. So, you know, fall is an amazing time to be planting, especially trees and shrubs. But we have a whole nother vegetable season.
Yeah. Which is going to be great.
Which, if you're listening and you have moved here from another area.
Okay.
Like
up north.
Okay.
You know, this is like a second planting season.
There we go.
Yeah. So we'll have all kinds of, like, my in-laws from Ohio, you know, they are like, it's mind-blowing that we start tomatoes in August for
really?
A fall crop. Yes.
So did they not have a fall crop?
No. They'll have a fall crop of, you know, things like broccoli and cabbage and cauliflower, like the cool weather stuff that we grow through the winter.
Right, right.
But to have a second warm season crop is just like, what?
Surprise.
So I usually pull my tomatoes out July 4th. That's when theirs are really just starting to grow.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I replant in August and have them all the way till Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, because they really like that, from what I remember,
when
the temperatures get below, 80 at night?
Well, 76,
76, there you go. Yeah. I'm learning.
Some of the ones that can set longer into the heat, like your heat wave type tomatoes, 80 degrees.
Yeah.
But 76 for your traditional tomatoes.
So we can always be doing something.
Yeah.
And if you missed maybe, you know, the late spring crop, it's a good time to get those beds ready.
Right.
For your garden.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, get out, get them composted. Like, that was a big question the past few weeks. Well, what can I be doing in my garden right now?
If I'm not growing something.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's so much. You got to get your soil ready and let it set for a little bit.
Perfect.
Put, you know, get your soil fed with minerals and nutrients. Yes, because when we're feeding our soil, I mean, soil's alive. We want to keep it fed. We want to keep the soil moisture content there. Don't let it completely go dry before we get planted.
And you can tell, you know when your garden or landscaping beds are not alive.
Yes.
That gray,
kind of dusty, almost sandy.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, I can pull up to a yard and say, oh, you need some more organic material. Like, you can just tell by the color of the soil.
Right, right.
So we want that nice, dark, rich, pretty soil.
Right. And we talk about that
all the time about the compost or the mulches, how that we can smell and feel, you know, the life in them.
Absolutely.
And that is super fun. And your plants like it so much.
Oh, yes, they do.
Now, I want to remind everybody that Home Show Garden Pros has a website, a fabulous website with videos on there of how-tos and what to do and just great information. But there is also an area where right when you go to homeshowgardenpros.com, there's a little button there that says Ask a Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And you can click on that and you can send in a picture and you can send in questions. And that's so helpful for you, Sherry.
Right.
And when the garden pros come in the morning, for them to look at these pictures and diagnose.
Yes.
Because we're always saying, well, describe it more. Go ahead and give us a call.
Yeah, because but descriptions aren't always, I might see something different from the words described, right? So pictures are worth a thousand words.
Right. And then IDing plants, you know, sometimes we will not ID them correctly. We, as in the listener or, you know, someone who's out in the garden, I make that mistake very frequently. I'm like, you know, it's got the big leaves. Okay.
Really? And they're green.
And they're green. Or for me, I'll see they're variegated. I love the variegated, you know, anything that kind of changes up the landscaping. So homeshowgardenpros.com, ask a pro, send in a question, but you can also call us at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. It's an easy number.
Yeah. And let's remind everybody, you know, that's listening, that's tuning in, maybe they're for the first time, you know, what we're about here.
Oh, yeah, yes. Thank
you. Home Show Garden Pros is a co-op of garden centers and garden pros.
Right.
From all over Houston.
Right.
And when this is what I know about people who work at a garden center, like a real garden center, not a box store.
Yeah.
It's their life, and this is what they do, and this is what I grew up doing.
Yeah.
Is helping people and really digging in and knowing the dirty details. Literally, the dirty details on growing things.
Right.
And what to do and how to do it, and what to do and how to do it here in the Gulf Coast region, which is
right.
If you can totally garden different. Here, you can garden everywhere.
Oh.
So we have Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens.
Yes.
Anita's usually the pro that joins us on the show. Plants for All Seasons, near and dear to my heart.
Yep.
Kelly is our garden pro now.
She was here last week.
Yes, and we have a great time with her. Enchanted Forest and Gardens, and we'll have Danny on later on this afternoon, or not this afternoon. I wish we had all day, but later on this morning, Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center and Spring Gardens and Nursery. So
And Isaac will be with us next week
from Spring Gardens Nursery. So it's like the best of the best here.
I know. It's wonderful. And you all bring such history and experience. Like you said, you know, you live it. But it's been generations for almost all of these garden pros.
Yeah.
You know, it's just generations.
Most of them on the second and third generation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really cool.
So it's really interesting, fun, and we learn a lot every time.
Yes.
So this is Homeshow Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return with Mike after this.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAirationTX.com.
Alleviate stress by enjoying the outdoors as much as possible during these summer mornings and evenings when you offer Mother Nature the goodness she richly deserves during these hot summer months. Be kind to all that's growing by bathing them in MicroLife's all-organic fertilizers and supplements packed with nutritional solutions and biological support. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi there, gardeners. It's Shelby from Nature's Way Resources. I'm here today to tell you about our organic native hardwood mulch. If you want to protect your plants in the summer heat, our mulch acts as a shield against extreme temperatures, regulating the soil and keeping it cool in the summer and warm in the winter. Your plants will thank you as they thrive in the perfect environment. The best part about our organic hardwood mulch is that they break down. Over time, they enrich the soil with vital nutrients, promoting healthy root growth and lush foliage. Now, if you're worried about sustainability, with our organic hardwood mulch, you can garden with a clear conscience. It's sourced responsibly, ensuring minimal impact on the environment. It's a win-win for you and for Mother Nature. If you're ready to transform your garden into a thriving oasis, visit Nature's Way Resources in Conroe, Texas today and ask about our organic hardwood mulches. It's the secret to your gardening success. Take I-45 to 1488, go east right over the railroad tracks, turn right, and you'll run right into us. Nature's Way Resources, Soil and Garden Center. And now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Yay. We love our Home Show Garden Pros. Thank you, Shelby, from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. I am Sandy here with my co-host,
Sherry Hera.
Yes, from, we are both Home Show Garden Pros. And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. I'm sorry, my coffee has not kicked in yet. And we have Mike on the line for you, Sherry. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I talked to y'all about a month and a half ago because we were building a new home. We put in a new yard. And we put in St. Augustine because we have a lot of shade. Mm-hmm. And, of course, with the hectics of moving in, we put the grass in 2 days before we moved in. And as soon as they put it down, it was really dry.
Yeah.
And I got water on it morning and night for about 10 days. And I needed the fertilizer with your microlite. I went to the local place up here. They didn't have it, but they had the Medina Has to Grow.
Okay.
And so I used that, but it was about 8 days into it, and it was really getting brown, and it wasn't coming back. But as soon as I hit it with that first time, it started coming back pretty good.
Okay.
I hit it again about a week after that, and it's really doing pretty good now. And I'm watering about 3 days a week. Is that about right with this now at this point in time?
Sounds great. And if I can remember, are you in College Station?
Yes, up by Caldwell.
Good memory,
okay. I don't know why your voice sounds familiar.
Wow.
I've talked to a lot of people since then.
No kidding.
I just remember going, oh my gosh, it is so dry and you have new grass. I feel for you. And I just got back from College Station. That town is chicken fried.
Oh my gosh.
It is. I wanted to get water hoses everywhere.
And at the front of our house, it's kind of got a slope to it, and right there in that sun, it was really, really baking it. But I'm on top of it now. It's greening up pretty nice. I guess my next question is, I thought I'd hit it one more time this next week with that fertilizer, and then what?
You can go ahead and hit it one more time with your Has to Grow, and then that. I think if as long as everything's looking good, it's time to put a slow release down. Now, what slow release are you going to put down? It kind of depends on what you can find. Yeah. So I'm assuming you go to the co-op or an Ace Hardware. I'm not sure.
But
MicroLife, of course. If you can find that, you could do their 2005, which is a hybrid.
Is that a liquid or
it's a granule? Mm-hmm, it's a granule.
Okay.
If you can find the Nelson's Turf Star, which he's an Aggie, so I would hope he would have his stuff up in the co-op there. The Slow and Easy would be great to put down.
Slow and Easy.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name again?
Nelson's Turf Star. And you can go to Nelson. Okay. Dean Nelson's the owner. But Nelson's Turf Star Slow and Easy would be a great one to put down.
And those are both so easy to apply.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next question is, I've got a large landscape bed in front of our place, and I've got an opportunity to pick up some mushroom compost.
Uh-huh.
Is that good stuff?
Yeah. So I like mushroom compost occasionally. So if you can get some, I would use it. Now, it has a high salt content.
Really?
So using it time after time after time is not recommended. So try to alternate between when you're going to do it. Do the mushroom compost and then do the next time you do it, whenever that is, try to do like a leaf compost.
A leaf compost. Uh-huh. Okay. And the best place to get compost, I can get the mushroom compost delivered.
Mm-hmm.
But bags, can I just get that at
yeah.
producers, that kind of thing?
Okay. Yeah, see if you if you can find a leaf mold compost. I'm not sure what soil lines they have up there, but leaf mold, okay. like bread, like moldy bread.
Now, okay, from College Station, okay. you can go east and to Nature's Way Resources.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, they're in Conroe.
In Conroe, yeah. So.
I'm down there quite often. I'm in stuff there.
Yeah.
And I got one more question. Mm-hmm. So to prepare this bed, I was going to put the compost in and till it all in. Should I, because we're not going to plant till next spring. Should I cover that with, I've heard use newspaper and then mulch on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good thing to do? Or
yeah, cardboard? I mean, cardboard, newspaper, people, I don't personally do it. Because it breaks down so fast anyways. But if weeds have been a bad problem and you're worried about them coming up from below the ground, but most of our weeds come up from seed. So right. Those are going to blow on top of your mulch anyways. And so the newspaper isn't, you know, it's up to you if you use it or not. I don't go through it. I would just do a good, since you're not planting. Yeah. I would do a good 3.5 inch layer of mulch.
Okay.
Okay.
Fill that compost in and then mulch it.
Gotcha. Awesome.
Thank y'all very much. Man, I really appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for listening all the way from College Station. That's awesome.
I know. Very fun. Yep. And call us back and let us know how that bed goes and what he's going to be putting in there.
Absolutely.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry Hera, and we are co-hosting this Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
When you own a swimming pool in Texas, there are two things you want. You want it clean and you want it clear. Hello, I'm Joe Puccio, the owner of Clean and Clear Pools. Stop spending your weekends cleaning your filters, vacuuming, and checking chemicals. Let us do it. From supplies, maintenance, pumps, repairs, and hard diagnostics, our licensed technicians have you covered. Tom Tynan trusts Clean and Clear Pools. You can too. Clean and Clear Pools at Highway 6 North and West Road. Get a free quote and check us out at cleanandclearpoolstx.com.
It's not too late. Look over your summer vegetables, peppers, okra, eggplant, just to name a few. Any grown nice and big in the little 4-inch pot? Loosen the roots, soak them in a root stimulator, then plant. Now back to stimulating information with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back. This is Sherry with Home Show Garden Pros. I'm with Sandy this morning, answering all your lawn and garden questions. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. No matter what your question is this morning, we are here to answer it.
Yes, we love callers.
Yes, and I'm going to talk real quick about Nelson's Plant Food, one of my favorites. I've been working with them for years and years and years. They just have some amazing products. But right now, everybody should be taking advantage of the warmth. St. Augustine loves the heat.
It really does.
And if you're able to keep up with the water, then great. Your grass should be out competing everything right now. But it does need nutrients. With the amount that we're watering, you do need nutrients. So the Nelsons has a whole line of lawn fertilizers, all and they're species specific. But I'm going to focus on the Turf Star line right now. He's got a complete line of fertilizers to get you from spring to winter.
Nice.
And right now it's time to do the Slow and Easy. So Slow and Easy is going to give you a good sustained release of nitrogen to the grass, and it's a great time to be putting it down right now to take advantage of the growth, to outcompete the weeds and get the lawn, you know, actively vigorously growing so that we don't have to worry about weeds next year.
Right.
So
right.
Take advantage of the heat, put the Turf Star Slow and Easy down right now. In the fall, we can follow it up. I almost said feather light, but follow it up with the Carbo-Load, which will be the fall fertilizer. Amazing stuff. I know this past week I got out and fed my hibiscus with the Nutri-Star hibiscus food. Mm-hmm. And I mean, within days, they just erupt into flower. So Nelson's Plant Food, feed your plants. They're hungry. For mm-hmm. more information, go to nelsonsplantfood.com or Home Show Garden Pros.
And I fed my hibiscus uh-huh. with that Color Star 2 weeks ago. I had that little magic experiment uh-huh. where I ran out of some. And right before I got to the second hibiscus, and the one in the pot was just happy and blooming. And the other one hadn't gotten any yet. And I put it on there, and it was happy and blooming, you know, just days later. So even just the generic Color Star is great for all of your plants.
Right. Like they say, love feed Nelson. Your plants. People don't realize their plants are hungry.
Right, right. Love Nelson Plant Foods. Thank you very much, Sherry. And in the studio,
he has arrived.
We have Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. He is our Home Show Garden Pro this morning, and he is going to be answering your questions along with Sherry here on Home Show Garden Pros. And after the break, we will have Fred after this.
This place has gone to pot.
And that's good.
Because the right pot makes your garden pop.
One of a kind handcrafted pottery.
At Nelson Nursery and Water Garden.
Fill yours with trees or flowers.
Or create disappearing fountains.
Only Nelson's has so many to choose from.
In so many sizes, shapes, and colors.
Did we mention they're one of a kind?
No wonder folks come from afar to find their perfect pot.
Or maybe it's the fish and water garden.
It's all good.
We're Nelson Nursery.
And Water Garden.
NelsonWaterGardens.com. Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on Highway 249. Don't let the scorching heat stop you from enjoying your lawn and garden. At Plants for All Seasons on 249, we've got you covered with our full-service garden center. We're here to provide answers to all your most perplexing gardening issues. Are summer insects driving you crazy? Don't fret. Our knowledgeable team can help you identify those pesky critters and provide you with effective solutions to keep them at bay. Are you unsure if you're over- or underwatering your plants? We understand the struggle. Our experts will guide you through the watering maze and help you figure out the perfect balance for your plant's needs. We're passionate about helping you succeed in all your lawn and garden adventures. Whether you're a seasoned gardener or just starting out, our team is dedicated to providing you with the best advice, tips, and tricks to make your green space flourish. So don't let the summer heat dampen your gardening spirit. Visit Plants for All Seasons on 249 and let us be your go-to resource for all things lawn and garden. From plants to tools, fertilizers to pest control, we've got everything you need to create the garden of your dreams. Plants for All Seasons is located on Highway 249 between Louetta and Jones Road. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website, plantsforallseasons.com. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
And we are here with Home Show Garden Pros. And we have Danny from Enchanted Forest. He is here representing Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Beautiful locations. We were just bragging about you guys. South Richmond, Rosenberg area. So good morning, Danny.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. Thanks for being here. And you know what? You walk in the studio and we've got a call for you already. Good morning, Fred. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. How are y'all doing?
We're good.
All right. Well, real quick, first time caller, long time listener. and so when I'm trying to, two-part question. The first question I have, right now I got four zones with my sprinkler system, and I'm just trying to find a balance of he's zoned. How should I say he's zoned to water my yard? Because last year I had an astronomical water bill, and the people thought I had a pool in the backyard that I ran the water so much. So just trying to balance how long should I run each zone in my yard? And second question is, how do I get rid of crabgrass? I cannot get rid of crabgrass.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
It's going to be a little bit of a detailed answer. So one of the things I would tell you to go to watermyyard.org, okay? That's an A&M-sponsored website. Very, very good information on there. But basically, you need to figure out how much water is coming out of your sprinklers per hour.
Okay.
Okay, so sprays and rotors can vary. They will vary greatly. But I'm not sure if you have all sprays or rotors or what you have going on. But the best way to do that
I have all sprays. Yeah,
okay.
I have all sprays.
So on a spray zone, you're looking at, 2.25 inches per hour of runtime. Okay? So we need an inch of rain a week. So basically, in 1 week, you need to run that system about 30 minutes.
Okay.
So I would tell you to do it maybe twice a week. 15 minutes, but instead of doing 15 minutes every night, you need to break that up into 7 and 8 minutes, like at 2 o'clock in the morning, then again at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cycle and
okay.
soak.
Cycle and soak.
So we don't have runoff, because okay. at 15 minutes, if you run that system 15 minutes, you're going to have a bunch of runoff.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm having.
Yeah, so cycle and soak it. So start at one time at 2 o'clock in the morning. Then start it again at 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And like I said, 7 or 8 minutes each one.
Okay. All right. Great.
And
so I guess now this infamous crabgrass, please help me out with that.
Agrilon is probably going to be the way to go. Agrilon. It's
Agrilon.
Yep. It's just a little powder, basically. You shake it onto that crabgrass and you kill it.
Okay.
And then in the spring, in the early spring, put a pre-emergent out. Mm-hmm. Pre-emergents are a very helpful product that, we don't think about it until the weeds are up.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're like, uh-oh, got a problem. Well,
so as in a pre-emergent, as in what do you suggest?
Well, there's a bunch of different pre-emergents.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, just everybody makes them.
Okay.
But yeah, all something right. to just, kill
just
the
make
seeds.
Sure, yeah, make sure it's listed for crabgrass.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Which all most right. of them are yeah. grassy right. weeds.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So prevent the problem so right. then you don't have to fight it.
Right. What kind of grass do you have? Do you have St. Augustine?
Yes, okay. I do.
Okay. Yes. All righty. Because, Sherry, you were talking about this just a little while ago about hopefully if we can get our St. Augustine really healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. And right now is a great time to be fertilizing, and he's figuring out his water, get it mm-hmm. actively growing. So then there's no room for weeds.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's what our goal, Mike, or Fred, I'm sorry, we had Michael a while ago, is to choke out those weeds. So get that grass nice and healthy with pre-emergent in the spring, and then let's get rid of those weeds now. And at least it's going to cut us down a little bit. I found okay. that at times, Sherry, I still have weeds popping up somewhere. There's a new yeah. one that I'm always
but
attacking.
Well mowed manicured weeds
yes.
are actually pretty.
And
so.
They're still green.
Yeah. But the best thing for long-term weed control is active, vigorous St. Augustine,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Good.
Healthy lawn will keep everything choked out.
Yeah. Just don't fall for the, I'm going to go just grab a weed killer off the counter mm. and spray it right now, because you'll fry your yard, and what will happen is weeds will come back faster.
Right.
With a vengeance.
And mow up high.
I've been a fan.
Yeah.
Make sure you mow up high.
Yeah.
And so that,
I do.
The long grass will actually shade the roots, so you won't need as much water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've been a fan of the Scotch weed and feed. Do you guys suggest that I move away from that?
I do.
We do.
Yeah. I just, there's so many other products that are healthier to put out than the Scott's Weed and Feed. It's not really designed. It'll say for the South, but I've seen more yards damaged than benefited from it. Now,
okay.
Used to, it wasn't as bad. Now, I don't like the new active ingredient in it for the weed killer. And you have to read heat restrictions. And a lot of times they're selling that when it's too hot to put it out. And you don't realize that you're putting it out when it's about to get too hot, and then it does damage a month later, and we're just not putting two and two together, right?
Is it still using atrazine?
I don't know. No, they changed it. I do know that they did change it.
I was about to say, if it's still using atrazine, you ought to read up on atrazine.
Yeah.
Use it again.
Yeah, I don't sell an atrazine product anymore. It gets in your groundwater. Okay. It's not good.
So what can he, what are you suggesting he uses?
The crabgrass killer, the Agrolon crabgrass killer, exactly like Danny said. And you can do the pre-emergent in the fall. That's fall and spring, actually. Yeah. Break that seed cycle.
Good.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, I appreciate that. I got that noted. Probably going to make a run today. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we have got Alan on the line. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good morning. I am I'm about dried out. That's how I am.
Join the
club.
Little parched.
It's ridiculous. So I've got a lot of shade in my yard, and I've got a lot of sandy loam, and I have no grass in these areas. Is there anything I can hand sow to put some type of grass there, or could I hand sow Bermuda? Or
no,
what's your recommendation?
Bermuda won't grow in the shade. I mean, it may be real, real thin, but I wouldn't think that'd be a good idea if it's really shady. You're probably going to have to wind up going into a ground cover situation, a shady ground cover, or thin the trees up some more.
Yeah.
Yeah, shade
what
is
kind of,
hard.
What type of ground cover are you talking about? Uh-huh.
Like a Juga or Asian jasmine, or there's a bunch of different ones. It just kind of depends on what the rest of the landscape looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I always like to see, the whole picture. So, you know what to go here? Is this. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Kind of hard to say from here.
Well, the rest of the yard is Bermuda, except these areas that I've got a lot of, like I said, big oak, the big pecan tree, acorn trees, and they just tower over everything, and there's mostly shade there.
Yeah, it makes it tough. I mean, some of the zoysias will do that. Palmetto, St. Augustine's a little bit more shade tolerant, but if it's too shady, nothing's going to grow except for the shady ground covers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And your sandy loam, too, is another issue. I have found if you can increase the organic material, you can grow some of our southern grasses like St. Augustine and Bermuda into a shadier area, but you're not going to get all the way up to those trunks.
Yeah. I have a house in Richmond. It's on a sandy ridge in Richmond, and it's got pine trees, you know, probably 80-year-old pine trees in it. But no grass.
Yeah.
It's weird how it works. I mean, it can be tough in the shade.
You got it. So.
Okay. Now what was that one ground cover you said?
A Juga. There's a lot of different ones. A Juga, Asian jasmine, frog fruit.
Now, is that more of a grass, or is that more of a spreading plant?
So a spreading plant. But if you want more of a grass, you can use Dwarf Mondo.
Dwarf Mondo.
Yeah. Okay. And that'll almost look like a yard sometimes in the old parts of Houston, Bel Air and stuff. It has creeped into the yard now, and you walk across,
it's
like
really
a springy.
Yeah, it's really dark green.
Yeah, really dark green and springy.
Yeah.
It's called Dwarf Mondo?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will look it up. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Thanks. Have a great weekend, Ellen. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. Sherry and I are here with Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. He is taking your calls and your questions at 281-833-3333. We'll talk to you after this.
Clean, clear water. No scent, no taste. Just crisp refreshment your body craves. City and well water have impurities that smell, taste bitter, spot glasses, and clog your pipes. Worse, it dries out skin and hair. Clean is better. Go clean with a Connecticut water treatment system from Aquatex. Your body will love you for it. Schedule a free Aquatex water analysis online at aquatexwater.com. Go clean. It's what your body craves. aquatexwater.com.
OMG! You have to be part of my life. The restroom will now be the royal room. What does this button do? Oh, yeah.
Dodo Intelligent Toilets with automatic lids, seat warmers, front and back wash, dryer, and self-cleaning wand.
And this button? Oh my.
Sir, please don't sample the toilets in the showroom.
See the complete line of Dodo toilets and other fabulous appliances at bathsofamerica.com.
It's irrigation checkup time. Chinch bugs and brown patch love when you scrimp on water. Check your sprinklers to better beat both pests. Watering wisely is what makes us the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Morning. I am Sandy, and this is Home Show Garden Pros here with Sherry from you are Plants for All Seasons.
I am Home Show Garden Pros.
Person, yes. Family member of Plants for All Seasons, but you are now a Home Show Garden Pro co-host here. So yes. We're loving this. And we've got Danny from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens here in the studio with us. And you know what? You've got a project on your list. I know you do. Somebody does out there.
We all do.
We
endless.
All have all it. Of us. So a great place to go and fill your list for your project is Sienna Mulch. It is a beautiful location out south in Rocheron. They make your yards a great place to start. They can help you with your project, or they can finish out your project for you. Sienna Mulch is a green waste recycling facility. They manufacture their own premium hardwood, and they, like most of our Home Show Garden Pros and advertisers, are family owned and operated since 2009. We love that. There's something very special and very knowledgeable about that. They are on the south side, Sienna Mulch. So when you've got that project list, okay, you've got all the plants, you're going to go to our Home Show Garden Pros and get all of your plants, and now you've got walkways or borders, or maybe you've even got a play place in your backyard for your children. They have all of those hardscapes that you need. They have the kitty cushion. They've got your soils, your sands, your composts, all of the organic compost that we talk about, gravels, beautiful, the volcanic river and the rainbow rocks, the stones and flagstones. I have got lots of the gray pebble around some hardscape areas to sort of break up our hardscape areas, actually. And it's just beautiful. Just great choices to choose from. She's getting, Ashley's getting loads of shipments all the time. Follow them on Facebook, Sienna Mulch. They also have landscaper's tools. So just your project finishing or your project beginning place. Sienna Mulch. Sienna Mulch is so much more than mulch. Find out more on homeshowgardenpros.com. Sienna Mulch.
And give us a call, 281-833-3333. We're here with Danny Linderman to answer all your lawn and garden questions this morning. I know y'all just had a big event at your store.
Oh, yeah, yes, at the Enchanted Gardens.
Oh, Enchanted Gardens, yeah. Yes, okay.
I was trying to think. I'm like, hold on.
Did you not go?
No, I didn't go. I got my own problems.
Oh, that's funny.
No, it's not a problem. You have your own store.
Well, yeah, as Sherry knows, it's a problem. It's always there. It never goes away, you know? So
yes, and you wake up in the middle of the night and think about how to solve those problems.
Yep. Did I turn that water off?
Yeah, oh, believe me, yes. I don't know how many times I've done that.
Well, we had a great conversation when Danny came in about the nursery and Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. They're doing so much out there. So the event you were talking about.
Well, that was at the other one, but right. I want to talk about the growing operation. Like, I think that a lot of people don't realize how hard nursery people work. They're not just there when the customers are there. Like, there's so much behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And the growing, and that's a whole nother business, and you're doing all of it.
It's every day. Like I said, you know, even right now, we work 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
And it's the middle of summer. And
And you like, every morning now I get up, I don't want to get up. I'm dreading.
Another hour.
Here comes the heat again.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a labor of love.
Uh-huh.
We enjoy the heck out of it. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It is fun, and I really enjoy it.
It probably cracks you up just as much as me when somebody's like, when I retire, I want to come work here. It'd be so much fun. And it is. But yeah, it's work.
I hear that all the time, and I say it's really great in the spring, really great in the fall, not so good in the summer, and not so good in the dead of winter.
Yeah, yeah. And right now, too, you're doing a lot of planning for the fall.
Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, we have plants coming in in August that you'll be selling in the fall.
It's always something.
Yeah.
You know, we always joke about it. There's always something to do. Don't tell me you don't have anything to do because you're not looking or you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
There's always something.
And I don't know how big of a role you played in your younger years at the nursery.
I mean, I was hands-on every day. Yeah.
Every day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, it used to be, it felt like August and January, you're just kind of twiddling your thumbs. Those days are over.
Yep, for sure.
And I'm like, gosh.
For sure.
Well, I would like to have that back a little bit. Right?
No break for the weary.
Right?
For the growing.
Yeah, it's just always something. It is like he said, a labor of love. I wouldn't change it for the world. All that I've learned has been amazing, but it's work.
It's not an 8-to-5 gig, you know, 5 days a week. No. We can't work from home.
You don't get off when you go
There's
home.
There's no remote.
Right. Yeah.
No remote growing.
Right. That's the problem.
You're always on
problem.
Call.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I love it. So you do growing and then you've got to deal with the shipments also. So there's, it's beautiful locations. We love Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens. Just, I mean, you've got to go out and take a road trip.
Yeah.
And
I know we get in our little bubbles and we all have our favorite nursery, right? That's convenient that we can visit.
Right.
But it is worth the trip to get out and just go explore.
Yeah. 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 You will get ideas and you'll learn something and it's beautiful. So this is Home Show Garden Pros and I am Sandy.
And I'm Sherry. We got to get that down. Sorry.
I know. You're doing great.
I'm used to you doing all the work.
Oh, you are doing great. And we have got Danny taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333 here on Home Show Garden Pros. And we'll return after this.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth and our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at OHBAonline.org.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green. Landscapers Pride mulches and soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together. MicroLife. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Best Choice Lawn Aeration. The best kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
Hey, gardeners, this is Isaac Smeen from Spring Gardens Nursery, and we've got great deals right now. Beat the heat this summer. We've got some shade trees, ornamental trees, magnolias, crepe myrtles, some evergreen to give you a little privacy from your neighbors. We've got Japanese blueberries, bottle brush, some great deals. Please come out and see us, and let's make your yard a paradise. You know, here at Spring Gardens, it's another day in paradise. We have a great promotion right now, gardeners. We've got a great deal. If you spend $200, then you get a free garden box. We've got a great deal on annuals, perennials, flowering shrubs, woody ornamentals. Please come and see us, and let's make your yard beautiful. Gardeners, this is a great time to try to beat the heat. Make sure that you check your irrigation controller. Make sure that you're watering. Make sure you're putting down granular soil amendment and also a liquid fertilizer to keep that lawn and garden lush, green, and growing. Come see us at Spring Gardens. We're located on Gosling Road, just behind Klein Oak High School. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give Danny Linderman a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. He is in the studio with us. He's here with Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, two beautiful locations, our Home Show Garden Pros. And I'm Sandy here with
Sherry.
Woohoo! We did it! And Sherry, we mention every once in a while about the website.
Uh-huh.
And I know sometimes it can be daunting, but it's so easy. If I can do it, anyone can do it.
Right.
HomeShowGardenPros.com. and it's right there on the page, just on the left side. There's a big mm-hmm. button that says Ask a Pro.
Right.
We get questions all week long, and we have some sad-looking pictures this morning.
Right.
Okay.
Two different people, right, with the same problem.
Oh, it is the same. Okay. Is it the same problem? Okay.
So Danny looked at the pictures and instantly. So one of them is, what is it?
Calocasia,
and then it's the Agapanthus. Sorry. I lost my words this morning. but what is the problem?
Sunburn.
So what the leaves look like, pretty green leaves, and then it's just bleached out looking and bleached tips.
One thing to watch out is watering during the heat of the day. Water can magnify on the mm-hmm. on the foliage.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's like a magnifying glass and cooking it. So try not to water during the middle of the day and provide a little bit of shade. That'll be about the best thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So are these plants going to recover? So for the listeners, I know you can't see the picture, but they're green leafy, and just like Sherry was describing, perfect description that the edges are mm-hmm. almost bleached out. So are they going to recover? Do they trim them? What do we
do? They should recover. I mean, so every plant needs leaves, right, to mm-hmm. make energy. So don't trim off any more than you have to. Maybe one at a time, the worst looking ones, but don't get crazy on it because they need the green leaves to photosynthesize.
Okay. All righty. And I'm looking around the bottom. It looks like there's some mulch.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like they've been there for a while. So two things mm-hmm. that happen. It's just hot.
Yeah.
And they could have watered in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. And the sun moves in the sky, too. People don't realize that. You know, this might have been shaded during mm-hmm. the fall, winter, and early spring. But in the summer, the sun comes high in the sky. And it changes. So relocation may be something that needs to happen on that plant, or it just could just be this intense summer we're having.
It's a little bit hotter and drier than usual. Mm-hmm. So it could be that. But it depends on how long they've been there. If it's never happened before, maybe they trimmed a tree, you know, a branch that was covering. They took that tree out or took that branch out and now expose it to more sun.
Yeah. Well, great. Okay, so what I'm hearing from both of you is don't give up.
Right.
You know, this could be temporary.
Yeah.
So just be careful about maybe getting rid of the dead stuff. Make sure you're not watering the actual leaves. Mm-hmm. And I've learned that over time here on Home Show Garden Pros.
And you might not get recovery now.
Right.
Because plants are just kind of like
suspended
animation.
Hanging
right
on
now.
For dear life. Hanging on for dear
and
life.
They're like, fall is almost here.
Yes. They're ugly, but we still love them.
Yes, exactly.
And we have got Tommy on the line, Sherry, for you and Danny. Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. I hope Danny brought y'all some donuts.
Oh.
I ate them on the way here.
Man.
My wife goes out to Enchanted Forest, and she said there's a big palm tree that has silver leaves on it. She wants to know what it is.
Bismarckia nobilis.
Say that again?
Bismarckia nobilis.
How cold hardy is that palm tree?
Not cold hardy.
Oh.
Maybe to 32. So especially in the past couple of winters, we had to cut all the fronds off it and build a teepee over it and put a heat lamp in it. And
oh, wow.
Cross our fingers. But, very.
She says it's a really pretty palm tree.
It is probably one of the prettier ones, but it's tough to grow in this area.
Yeah. So how do y'all take care of it?
Every winter, we got to cut it back, cut all the fronds off, and make a teepee over it and
create
a heat lamp.
Wow. Create heat, yeah.
Oh, my
Especially the last couple of winters. Not every winter, but over the last, I think it's probably been there 15 years, we probably had to do that 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a labor of love, right?
And mm-hmm. we could go 20 more years without anything.
Or we can go this winter.
You never know.
You never know.
Right.
I wish I had a magic ball.
Yep.
So, Tommy, are you thinking of getting one of those?
They are really pretty, my wife says, but that's a lot of work.
Yeah. Is there an alternative, something pretty, that shape and size that he could?
Not quite like that. Texas Sayball is a really good one. Sayball's.
Does it have the silver foliage like
no,
that?
No, not silver foliage, but the same shape and cold hardy.
Okay. Mm,
yeah.
The cold hardy part. You bet. Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks
for calling.
Well, you know what? I guess his wife is just going to have to visit Enchanted
there
more
you go.
Often.
And enjoy it.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, well, that's beautiful. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Danny and Sherry a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333 after this.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Buy Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Because it's been so hot, you may be spending more time with your indoor plants rather than the outdoor. The good news is that MicroLife offers outstanding organic liquid fertilizers for both. MicroLife's Orange Label Biomatrix 713 is the go-to liquid for all your indoor plants, providing them complete nutrition without risk of damage. Use just a bit every time you water. And for outside, add MicroLife's Super Seaweed. The leaves and roots absorb the nutrient-rich liquid, immediately giving them an instant healthy boost. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. Healthy plants, healthy food, healthy people.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I felt like we were, you know, in a spaceship there for a minute. They don't, we're not growing things up there. We're here down in Houston and enjoying the warm weather. We are just not going to complain about it. We're just going to deal with it.
Well, I know. We were just talking about winter.
Yep. It's around the corner.
We were
wishful
dreaming,
thinking, right?
Dreamy thinking. Well, you know, I get reminded sometimes by my husband, who was a radio person and still is a big radio person. And he says, it's like doing math on the radio when we're mm-hmm. describing things. Mm-hmm. Like with the plants a few minutes ago, we were trying to describe it to the listeners. And guess what? I am going to take those pictures.
Okay.
Or I'm going to get help. And put them on our Facebook page at Home Show Garden Pros. And we're going to talk about what you and
Great
Danny
idea.
Recommended. So for the listeners who are going, what plants were they talking about? I will put them up mm-hmm. so you can kind of see what that bleach looks like. And don't get discouraged. I mm-hmm. think that's the big thing. Sometimes we just have to live through it for a little while. I remember after the freezes. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I'm a lantana freak. So I had sticks everywhere because right. I cut it. And I had, you know, palmy things that I had to cut that were just mushy and gushy.
Yeah.
And now they're beautiful.
And I think a lot of times people overreact to
yes.
things.
Yeah.
And before they have time to kind of assess what's going on, it's like sit back and go, okay. Let me learn what that plant does.
Yes.
Go to your Home Show Garden Pros with pictures
yeah.
and ask them what you should do.
Exactly.
Because you don't have to yank everything out. And just because you see brown leaves doesn't mean it's dead.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
It's funny, all the questions we hear at the nursery.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, whoa, you got one bug on your plant.
Yeah.
Don't freak out.
I know.
It's going to be okay.
We're going to bomb right. my yard with right. chemicals. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I do very little reacting with sprays and more observing.
Yep.
And, you know, 9 times out of 10, you don't need
right. And last
to
week,
do anything with it, right?
We were talking about bugs. You know, many of them we want there.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about the wasp. Don't go out and killing all your wasps.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
the circle of
if they
life.
See something flying.
Yeah.
Gotta just kill it.
Leave them alone.
Yeah.
And taking pictures. I know I've been to Enchanted several times, mm-hmm. and I was working on a corner that got afternoon shade, got direct morning sun, afternoon shade. And it was, I know listeners have heard me say that I H-A-T-E fences.
Mm-hmm.
I just, if there is one spot that I can see on my fence, I'm like, I've got to cover that. I remember taking a picture in and saying, I want to cover this fence. What can I put that's high?
Uh-huh.
And anyway, you guys helped me out. And actually, I did a container.
Uh-huh.
And then I did a shrub. So it was really fun.
Yeah.
But they can give you some great ideas at any of the Home Show Garden Pros. But that one was in particular at Enchanted.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Danny Linderman is here from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, representing both. Taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and Sherry and I will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.